Hello and welcome to our service of morning prayer, celebrating the seasons of creation. I'm the Reverend Meredith Hefner, and along with the people of St. James Episcopal Church in Potomac, Maryland, I'm really glad you've joined us today. We begin with our call to worship. Alleluia! Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in everlasting life. Amen. Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. We continue now with the Jubilate. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his faithfulness endures from age to age. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Please join me now in praying Psalm 8. O Lord, our Governor, how exalted is your name in all the world. Out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens. You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries to quell the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses, what is man that you should be mindful of him? The son of man that you should seek him out? You have made him but little lower than the angels. You adorn him with glory and honor. You give him mastery over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever walks in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Governor, how exalted is your name in all the world. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 1. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And so it was. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind and the cattle of every kind and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over everything creeping that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And so it was. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please join me in reading Canticle 1, a song of creation, found on page 4 of your bulletin. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, sun and moon. Bless the Lord, you stars of heaven. Bless the Lord, all rain and dew. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all winds that blow. Bless the Lord, you fire and heat. Bless the Lord, scorching wind and bitter cold. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, dews and falling snows. Bless the Lord, you nights and days. Bless the Lord, light and darkness. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, frost and cold. Bless the Lord, you ice and snow. Bless the Lord, lightnings and clouds. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Oh, let the earth bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, you mountains and hills. Bless the Lord, all that grows in the ground. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, you springs. Bless the Lord, you seas and rivers. Bless the Lord, you whales and all that swim in the waters. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Bless the Lord, all birds of the air. Bless the Lord, you beasts and cattle. Bless the Lord, all people on earth. Sing his praise and exalt him forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Our gospel reading today comes from Luke, chapter 12. Verses 42 through 48. The Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and prudent manager whom his master will put in charge of his slaves to give them their allowance of food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and if he begins to beat the other slaves, men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and in an hour that he does not know, and will cut him in pieces, and put him with the unfaithful. The slave who knew what his master wanted, but did not prepare himself or do what was wanted, will receive a severe beating. But one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. From everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. And from one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, like many of you, I've had trouble sleeping during the pandemic. The truth is, though, I really wasn't sleeping well before the pandemic. And what kept me awake each night was this thought that the world was coming to an end. Our climate was killing us, and it seemed that there was nothing that could be done to make a difference. Of course, at the time, little did I know that COVID would strike, creating even more reasons for sleepless nights. But there's a difference between those sleepless nights before COVID and those sleepless nights now. You see, with the pandemic, I don't feel so hopeless. Civilizations have survived pandemics. God has brought us through. And it didn't seem so catastrophic because, based on God's track record, there was always hope. This year, though, as we planned our Care for Creation series, I couldn't help but think of my pre-COVID sleepless nights and wonder why, as far as global warming, why nothing seems to change, leaving me with very little hope. But then I heard someone say that the reason we don't do anything about global warming and climate change is because our fear gets in the way. And in our fear, this problem is just too big to fix. And so we freeze up and we do nothing and we lose our hope. And we get stuck in this cycle of fear and inaction and hopelessness. But the reality is, there is a lot being done, and there's a lot we can do that will make a difference. We just need to set aside our fear and try. For in doing so, we may find our hope. And not only that, we may truly make a difference. I decided to give it a shot. To try something new and hopeful for me. Something more than the little stuff I've been doing, like, you know, turning off the water or turning off the lights. I decided I wanted to learn to compost. So guess what I got for Valentine's Day? A compost bin. True love, right? For those who don't know, composting is the natural process of recycling organic matter, such as leaves or food waste, recycling that matter into invaluable fertilizer that can be used to enrich the soil. Now, I'm using worms to compost, and this is how it works. The worms basically eat whatever food scraps I put into the bin, and they process it with their little wormy bodies. And then they produce what we might call worm poop or compost. Think about that. Worms producing this fabulous soil. They take our food garbage and they turn it into this earth that can store carbon and produce healthier food and even clean our air. This waste turned to life. If that isn't an act of redemption and a sign of hope, I don't know what is. Evolving faith leader and pastor Jeff Chu actually has a name for this. He calls it the theology of compost. For him, it's this belief that all of creation is in the process of becoming. Who would have thought that a lowly little worm could deliver such a powerful message? All of creation is in the process of becoming. God has written redemption into the story of creation itself. Just as God empowers this worm to turn what is dying into new life, we too are still in the process of becoming. And this theology, for me, reminds us that death and sin and suffering, the way we hurt each other's, the way we hurt ourselves, these are all redeemable. The soil is redeemable. The world is redeemable. We are redeemable. You are redeemable. Who knew that you could learn so much from worms? There's more. Not only do worms remind us that what is rotting and dying can become lovely and life-giving, worms also teach us that we can't do it alone. It takes a lot of worms to compost. Trust me on that. Worms also show us that what we often consider to be disgusting, ew, worms, can actually have great worth. And if it seems a little trite to you to be talking about worms like this, well, Chu suggests that we take a look at our own internal compost pile and apply the theology there to our fear, to our hopelessness, our anger, our jealousy, shame, our sinfulness, our exhaustion and frustration. And think about how God churns and turns it in us over and over, composting what's inside with love, reminding us that there is always redemption. There is always hope. You know, prior to the spring, I would have said to you, I don't really like worms. They're too much like snakes, and I definitely don't like snakes. The Care of Creation team can convince me otherwise next year, right? But the day the worms arrived, and yes, the instructions said to order them, so I did, no judging. They came in a box, right, with little air holes in it. I was so excited. I knew immediately that these worms were holy. And I lifted them out of the box with my gloved hands, something I never would have done before. And I gently placed them on the coconut peat in the bottom of the compost bin. And I actually laughed and rejoiced to see them squiggling around. And my husband can tell you, I talked to them, I prayed over them, I sang to them, I did everything but name them. There were just too many of them. I was that excited, so excited to be making a difference, so excited to be part of God's creating, so excited to have that hope. The worms have taught me, once again, something we need reminding of way too often, that what we do can make a difference. Not only with the soil and caring for the earth, but in the ways we care for each other. Because in our acts of love, just like those worms, we participate in preparing the soil in which God's love takes root so that we can set aside our fear and move ahead together with hope. Amen. At this time, we offer thanks to God for our many blessings. You're invited to make a gift to St. James through our website, stjamespotomac.org. We thank you. And now we give you thanks because you have made us stewards of your creation to praise you day by day for the marvels of your wisdom and your power.
When the thirsty water give unto God still goes that road with us. When our joy fills up our cup to overflowing, when our lips can speak no words other than true, when we know that love for simple things is better, then we know that God still goes that road with us. Then we know that God still goes that road with us. When our homes are filled with goodness in abundance, when we learn how to make peace instead of war, when each stranger that we meet is called a neighbor, then we know that God still goes that road with us.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Filled with joy this Easter season, let us offer prayers to God who has blessed us with all of creation, saying, Creator God, we bring our prayer to you. For the holy churches of God, for Michael, our presiding bishop, Marianne, our bishop, for all priests and ministers, lay and ordained, and all the holy people of God, Creator God, we bring our prayer to you. For the world and its leaders, that their decisions and governing promote justice, peace, and careful stewardship of your world. Creator God, we bring our prayer to you. We pray for those who are giving care and for all first responders. We lift to you those who are ill, those who need the COVID vaccine, those who are afraid or alone, and those who have died. Creator God, we bring our prayer to you. For ourselves, our families, and those we love. Creator God, we bring our prayer to you. For help in maintaining balance among all creatures, looking not only at our immediate desires, but also at the needs of those who follow us. Creator God, we bring our prayer to you. For our eyes to be open to the awesome and intricate world with which we are blessed, as we strive to better understand the world you have given us. Creator God, we bring our prayer to you. Hold your church close and grant us your wisdom, uniting us in your Son Jesus, who with the Spirit holds us all in your loving arms. Amen. We pray for those who are ill and those who are struggling. For Pat, Mary, Margaret, the Olson family, Christine and Jossie, for Anne-Marie, Claude and Paul, for Sandra, Carol, Aaron, Ray, Maureen, and Jace, for Phyllis and her family, and for Jack. We lift to you all who have died, for Shelley Nohowell and Teresa McDonald, for the victims of racial injustice and those who have died of COVID-19. Comfort those who mourn. We also give you thanks for those having birthdays and anniversaries this week. We thank you, God, for all of our blessings and for your presence with us during this time. Your own prayers of intercession and thanksgiving are welcome at this time.
Almighty and eternal God, creator of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, creator and Lord of all things, you have provided the vast resources of earth and sea and the hidden forces of nature. Teach us to recognize your hand in all your works and to use your gifts responsibly for the benefit of all people, that we may rejoice in your goodness with reverence and thanksgiving. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, we know that you are present in the Holy Sacrament. We love you above all things, and we desire to receive you into our souls. Since we cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into our hearts. We embrace you as if you are already there, and unite ourselves wholly to you. Amen. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. May God, whose glory is declared in the heavens and who speaks through creation, revive our spirits by his word. Make us wise by his laws and give us joy through his commands. And the blessing of the Creator God, the risen Son, and the promised Holy Spirit bless us that we might be a blessing to others today and always. Amen.
Today.